the rest of the story. She was a ranch woman living near Eagle Creek on the Arizona Plains in the spring of 1883. The ranch house in which she lived was made of adobe. There was a spring not far away from which she often fetched water, and that was what she was doing one bright day. The men were off somewhere at the time, so they never heard her screams. The children, still inside the ranch house, they did hear the screams. Terrified, they bolted the door. And when the men finally returned, they found the ranch woman not far from the spring, dead. Not only dead, but mangled. They hurried to the house where the youngsters had remained trembling. What had happened, the men asked. One of the children started to cry. It was a red ghost, she said. A big, red ghost. Back at the grisly scene, one of the men was puzzling over the awesome wounds on the woman's body. They almost appear to be hoof prints, but they couldn't be. The strange impressions were twice the size of a horse's hoof. And nearby, something even more startling, long strands of hair, and not the dead woman's hair, red hair. A coroner was called from a neighboring town. He examined the body, was absolutely confounded. Death in an unknown manner, he declared, and he left. And thus from these facts was born the legend of the Red Ghost. Later that same week, two prospectors were terrorized over on Chase Creek. They'd been sleeping in camp when the Red Ghost came and destroyed the tent. Close by, snarled in the chaparral, long strands of red hair. More true material on which 100 subsequent ghost stories would be based. And apart from verifiable history, the legend persisted for decades. Sometimes it was only made-up stories. Other times, practical jokers would frighten folks into believing that they had been visited by the Red Ghost. But this is the rest of the story. One day the Red Ghost, the real one, was sighted and was shot. A camel, a red-haired camel, left over from the time that our army had imported camels to try them out for military service. This was a camel with a most unpleasant disposition. And that unpleasant disposition had been inspired by a group of drunken miners, because many years previous, they had strapped a dead man to his back. Mole that killed the ranch woman and frightened the prospectors and sparked one of the strangest legends of the American Southwest. For the truth was even stranger than the fiction it spawned. Riding that red ghost, riding the red ghost, was a human skeleton. Now you know the rest of the story.